From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents our 600th concert performance with T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I left long ago. My baby, she lays in the cold under her stone. And I wonder sometimes when the west wind blows, if this old life was meant to be lived on the road. So heartache will rush down the river, slay me to the ground. You won't stop tumbling. You won't stop tumbling till you drown. The days go so slow. I'm taking my time, or is it taking? Troubled circles of your memory. Can tell who is haunting, who anymore. This abandoned old feeling when it cuts through the cold. So heartache will rush.
Crooked up.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to a Red Barn Radio milestone tonight. Tonight is our 600th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present a program of great live music with T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners. As a songwriter, Todd was influenced by father and grandpa, who took him to the Little Nashville Opry every year, where he listened to the folk, Americana, and country music they had there. It was actually his senior high school English teacher that really inspired Todd to write music. His sound stems from a wide range of unique influences, and he is a Kentucky native, grew up on old hymns, blues, country, and rock. Please welcome T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners to the Red Barn stage.
Up in Carolina, they can see rain coming from so far away. Looking out over the valley, wondering if you're coming through. Hard road without the care of a woman, that's true. There's a lot of false ones out there laying in a liar's tomb. It's the cold, hard truth. Darling, I'm a weak, rambling fool, living life out on the road. Here in this lonesome, lawless land, yeah. Down in East Texas, they can see us coming from so far away. We're heading northbound to Reno tomorrow if things don't go wrong. But running on empty makes a man wonder what it's all for. When you get thrown into the lion's den, they keep coming back wanting more. 'Cause it's the cold, hard truth. Darling, I'm a weak, rambling fool, living life out on the road, here in this lonesome, loneliest lane. Justin Drury there on the guitar. But up in North Dakota, they can see me come on from so far away. Them old cigarettes and roses, the signs of another long day. Just fill up my glass and let me be on my way. Two time and asking the song they all want me to play. Yeah, boy. Since the cold, hard truth, darling, I'm the weak, rambling fool, living life out on the road, here in this lonesome, loneliest land. Since the cold, hard truth, darling, I'm the weak, rambling fool, living life out on the road, here in this lonesome, loneliest land.
Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners. Here's Brad.
Thanks, Renee. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the music of T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners. And we're having a great time here in the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, and it's great to have you all here.
Todd Clayton.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of come together over the last year. Over the last few years, I've been recording, writing, recording in that process. The process of putting a band together, I was using a lot of studio musicians to go out and play and that kind of thing. And I was finding that to be a little bit challenging. Mm-hmm. There's so many good musicians in Lexington. But to find a group of like-minded people, good people, that see the end goal in mind, they have the same style for what we're going for, but also dedicated enough to put in the time to come up with parts to original music has been a huge blessing, definitely over the last year.
So you all are like-minded in that you want to do something of quality, you want to put in time to practice it?
Unless they're fooling me. Are y'all fooling me? because, you know, quite honestly, I'm sure like most original bands, but you spend way more time in the woodshed, if you will, hacking it out, working through parts. Even if a song's written and finished in the studio, how you play it live might be different. So yeah, going for that takes a lot of hours and time. So yeah, it's been good.
Yeah.
And let me say too,
yeah,
I'm grateful for this opportunity. The 600th show of Red Barn. And I mean, it's amazing what you guys do for the local community and the regional community and, you know, throughout musicians who get to come through. So we count it a great honor.
You wonder where I'm going. You can ask me. Just don't ask why. I think that I can handle another drunken, dragged out fire. You say I don't listen to you, yet I love the sound of your voice. And hard times just make sweeter the love inside. Oh, on the loving side. The rain gonna fall, the sun gonna shine again. And through it all, it's you and me in the end. So baby, please take a look at yourself. And baby, please take a look at yourself. And baby, please look at yourself, you're on your knees. it's turned to ashes. The whiskey's getting warm. The water seems to be rising as the teardrops fall to the floor. Emotions seem to sometimes take too long to subside. Let's wait it out under the shelter of the loving side. Oh, on the loving side. The rain gonna fall, the sun gonna shine again.
Would you mind stepping backwards, going back to that time when you first felt that music was something that you were going to do for a lifetime?
I think I've always... No.
To which question?
The thing about art, the thing about being an artist, I write songs and I'm pretty content with them just sitting there and not doing anything with them. And it takes that next level for me to say, these are worthy enough or these are good enough. This piece of art should be seen or heard. It's a thin line for me between crippling self-doubt and the ability to step out and say, here it is. Here I am. Here we are. And so that aspect of performance, I don't enjoy until I find myself playing a song in front of a group of people and being heard, and then kind of going, hey, this is worth doing. But there's that little stumbling block right before you do it, you know, I get hung up on. Now I've been inspired by so many artists and have been encouraged by so many artists too to get out there and do it. So.
Let's me be. I got a woman who always lets me be. Lets me be who I wanna be. Low hanging fruit on a cherry tree. Cause I got a thing for a woman who knows. And I got a thing for a woman who knows. Puts the chili and jam in the heart of a man. Small price to pay for the time I know. And all her friends are lovers, and all her lovers are friends. Loving every moment, she don't pay no mind. on a woman who knows. Knee deep in a nickel and dime, small price to pay for time, I know. And all her friends are lovers, and all her lovers are friends, loving every moment, she don't pay no.
It's interesting, I think, probably to a lot of us to hear that, you know, you have a lot of things that you're just content with as they are, and you don't feel like you even necessarily need to share them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's a lot that will never be heard, mm-hmm. and they probably shouldn't be. I mean,
yeah.
But what I have found is, although my influences can be very wide ranging, I was joking the other day, like I'll start out in the morning listening to Ralph Stanley on my way in, and by my way home, I'm listening to like T Grizzly hip hop. You know, there's that all over the place kind of thing, which I think most of us can be. That's not unique to me by any stretch. But when I write a song, it comes out as it is. It comes out this kind of country jammy thing. Uh-huh. I've tried to write other ways. And so eventually you're just like, oh, I guess this is how I am. Hmm. Right?
Yeah, right. Is playing songs solo a good way to develop them?
Has been for me. There's so many great opportunities for artists and musicians to go out and do songwriter nights and open mic nights and play something completely brand new and just take a chance and go for it. And you can walk away going, hey, that kind of worked, or that needs a little bit more effort put in behind it. But then I think when you play with the band too, I mean, we've done some songs as a whole and they just don't happen, right? And part of it is being able to accept what that particular thing is in the moment and trying a different one. And then seeing what works.
When you take a song to rehearsal and you put it out there and it doesn't work, do you find that it's oftentimes rhythmically that it doesn't work?
Rhythmically, I always blame Austin.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sure, sure. Austin, correct me if I'm wrong, that you made All-State, right, as a high schooler, which is a pretty big accomplishment. I think worthy of some kind of response from the audience. And yeah, you obviously got your rudiments down. You're so smooth back there. It's just a great... great sound.
This here ain't no ordinary thing, the kind you only get on that big old screen. You're the only woman I think of. This here ain't no ordinary love. Baby, you got me wound up says I gone crazy as hell. Your kind of crazy and mine go together well. And told that line. Finish fast and wasting no more time. Leave your bare rock fruit that's hanging on the vine. We'll cross our heart, we'll cross the finish line. So baby, you got me wound up tight and ready for a fight. Any man that looks at you from the left or the right. Anyone who knows says I gone crazy as hell. Your kind of crazy and mine go together well. This here ain't no ordinary thing, the kind you only get on that big old screen, yeah. You're the only woman I think of. This here ain't no ordinary love. So baby, you got me wound up tight and ready for a fight. Any man that looks at you from the left or the right. Says I gone crazy as hell. You're kind of crazy and mine go together well. One more time. Baby, you got me wound up tight and ready for a fight. Any man that looks at you from the left or the right. Anyone who knows says I gone crazy as hell. You're kind of crazy and mine go together well. You're kind of crazy and mine.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of T.A. Clayton and the Soul Miners after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.